DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. Doctors at Singapore's Mount Elizabeth Hospital said a young Indian woman who was gang-raped and severely beaten on a bus in New Delhi has died. A statement released by the hospital said the 23-year-old victim died peacefully early Saturday. The terrible ordeal of the woman has galvanized Indians who have held almost daily demonstrations to demand greater protection from sexual violence. Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh said Saturday he was deeply saddened by the death of a gang rape victim. This government has tried to calm the tide of anger by promising tougher punishments for the most extreme sex crimes, as well as establishing an official commission of inquiry into the handling of the rape case. President Barack Obama said Friday he was modestly optimistic a last-minute deal was possible with Republicans to avert a fiscal cliff crisis that could spark a recession and rock global markets. Speaking at a White House press conference, he urged legislators in both the House and the Senate to find a solution.
If members of the House or the Senate want to vote no, they can. But we should let everybody vote. That's the way this is supposed to work. If you can get a majority in the House and you can get a majority in the Senate, then we should be able to pass a bill. So the American people are watching what we do here. Obviously, their patience is already thin.
President Obama said after meeting top congressional leaders that Senate Democrats and Republicans would work overtime this weekend to find a solution. If no deal is reached by January 1st, all Americans will face a tax hike and massive and automatic budget cuts will come into force that budget experts say could trigger a new U.S. recession and cause a spike in unemployment. The Syrian opposition has rejected a Russian proposal to hold talks in Moscow. The opposition's leader, Ahmed Moaz al-Khatib, has told the Al Jazeera network that Russia should apologize for backing the regime of President Bashar Assad. On Friday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said he was ready to hold a meeting with Khatib, but this did not mean Russia recognized the Syrian opposition. The UN envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, is due in Moscow for talks on Saturday to discuss his negotiations with Assad and the opposition during his five-day trip to Damascus this week. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Outgoing Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti has formally entered next year's election race, announcing that he has accepted the nomination as leader of a new coalition of center parties. It paves the way for his possible return to office if the group wins enough seats in February parliamentary elections. Monti told reporters his coalition groups together center parties who support his European and reform agenda. The 69-year-old former European commissioner was appointed to lead Italy's technocrat government last year to restore the country's finances following the departure of Silvio Berlusconi. Germany has compiled its first nationwide register for guns with data from hundreds of local authorities across the country pooled together centrally as part of efforts to curb gun violence. The data shows there are 5.5 million legal guns in private ownership in Germany and 1.4 million registered owners. That's an average of 4 weapons per listed individual. All EU nations are required to set up a registry by 2015. The recent school massacre in the U.S., in which 26 people were killed, has seen the issue of gun crime once again gain prominence in Germany, which has also suffered mass shootings. The Chinese government has further tightened its control over how its citizens use the internet with new laws, which will mean that people have to register their real names online so they will no longer be able to post anonymous online complaints. The government will be able to delete posts it deems illegal. It's the first time that China has put this measure into law, although censorship is understood to be common. The move has prompted criticism from those who fear it might discourage the online exposure of corruption after a series of scandals from Communist Party officials. Iran started 6 days of naval drills in the Strait of Hormuz on Friday, the official IRNA news agency reported. The maneuvers are aimed at showcasing its military capabilities in what is a vital oil and gas shipping route. An Iranian naval commander said the drills would last until Wednesday across an area of about 1 million square kilometers. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle News.